Earlier this year, NPR announced it was holding a podcast challenge for students. Middle and high schoolers from around the country sent in thousands of audio stories. One podcast from the Milwaukee area stood out. It came from three incarcerated teenagers at the Vel R. Phillips Juvenile Justice Center. Last month, the students found out that they were finalists in the NPR competition. WUWM education reporter Emily Files visited the Juvenile Detention Center to meet some of the people behind the podcast.
The three students go by pseudonyms since they're minors. Their podcast begins like this.
My name is JT. I'm 15 years old.
What up? My name is JC. I'm 16 years old.
My name is Joe. I was born September 19th. I'm 16 years old.
The incarcerated boys recorded this back in March. In the 10-minute podcast, they shared the stories of how they ended up in juvenile detention.
Y'all say about 13 is when I really, like, starting to get into the street. You know, walking around my neighborhood and seeing the so-called the big homies, you know. I mean, I was young. I was just wanting to be a follower, you know.
That's JT. He explained how he started stealing cars and selling drugs when he was just 13.
Doing it over and over, it become like a part of your life. Like, this is what you're used to. And I was an A student, ABC student. I always had good grades. I was accepted in the Golden Meyer High School. That's one of the top ones in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the streets just was calling me, and I done lost opportunities from it.
JT was the only one of the three students in the podcast still serving his sentence at Vel R. Phillips by the time I visited in May. The boys were part of the Milwaukee County Accountability Program, or MCAP. It's an alternative to Lincoln Hills, the youth prison about 4 hours away from Milwaukee. The goal is to give incarcerated teens the tools they need to avoid reoffending. JT says the MCAP program has taught him a different way to deal with his impulses.
The most important thing is stop and think. You know, it's three steps to it. Just be quiet, be calm, and think straight.
When I met JT, we sat in the same visitation room where he and his friends recorded their stories.
I mean, the words just came to me. Like, I was just saying how I feel.
Here's one excerpt from a longer version of the podcast.
I got a question for both of y'all. What's one thing, just if you all think, what's one thing every mom tell a son when they get in trouble with the law? You gonna rather end up blank or you gonna rather end up blank?
Oh yeah, you gonna get there. End up dead or in jail.
Where we at?
Jail.
In jail.
I mean, still.
Yeah. Well, we gotta change our behavior.
The podcast was teacher Krishana Robinson's idea. Another teacher, Dave Medasian, helped record and edit it.
They were so honest and so open about everything.
Even though the NPR contest is over, the teachers decided to keep the podcast going. They've recorded conversations with other students and uploaded them online for anyone to hear.
We're getting more and more of an idea of what they're experiencing as we do these podcasts as well. More and more kids are opening up and telling us stories of abuse and neglect. So I'm not saying it's not their fault that they got into this situation, but what I'm saying is these are kids and they've grown up in the worst possible scenarios.
JT says his main message for people who listen to the podcast is this.
Mistakes don't make a person. It's how you deal with the mistakes, how you change them, and what you make out of them. That's the biggest message I can give anybody, including myself.
After an about 6-month incarceration, JT was released from Vel R. Phillips a few weeks ago. He'll be on probation for several months. He says his plan is to go to summer school and stay out of trouble. JT says he doesn't want to spend any more of his childhood behind bars. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.